Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn. It's one of the most terrifying attacks Israel has ever faced. It came with no warning. Gaza militants came from air, sea, and land. They shot at civilians and took hostages. Hundreds are dead and hundreds more wounded. President Biden reacting from the White House this afternoon.
Hamas terrorists crossing in Israel, killing not only Israeli soldiers, but Israeli civilians. In the street, in their homes, innocent people murdered, wounded, entire families taken hostage by Hamas. Just days after Israel marked the holiest of days in the Jewish calendar.
Middle East expert John Alterman.
I think where you're going to start seeing Israeli problems is the decision to stop fighting. Prime Minister Netanyahu's coalition are going to say, this is absolutely where we need to press forward. Others are going to say, well, the international community has lost patience. We have achieved what we need to achieve. Let's stop it.
And this evening, there has been a fresh round of rocket attacks hitting areas in Tel Aviv. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu declared that his country is at war. Back to the nation's capital and a messy race to be the next Speaker of the House. CBS's Christina Ruffini.
It's a campaign within the halls of Congress.
We're going to lay out a plan. We're going to be very aggressive. That's why I'm running for Speaker.
As the two frontrunners try to win over enough Republican House colleagues to get the top job.
For some people, I imagine it's going to be easier to work with than others. But whoever the Speaker is, I'll try to work with.
Ohio's Jim Jordan and Louisiana's Steve Scalise announced their candidacy this week after conservatives in the party triggered a vote that ousted Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Well, they're set to hold a vote possibly as early as Wednesday, but if you remember back in January, it took 15 rounds to elect the now ousted Speaker McCarthy, so pack a lot of snacks. Auto workers are still on strike. A United Auto Workers rally was held in Chicago today. Mayor Brandon Johnson was there.
Because this fight is about unraveling a system of inequities. This is about unraveling a system of disparities. This is about unraveling a system that wants to pit workers against workers.
A day after Simone Biles became the most decorated gymnast in history, she was denied a 22nd world vault title for a second time.
Surely it's hers once more. Rebeca Andrade of Brazil.
That sound from NBC Sports. And this is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on there. And around there. And even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
As the leaves change, leave the hiring to Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. And Indeed's interview tool lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from their website. Visit Indeed.com/credits.
With fall appliance savings at the Home Depot, we'll get your kitchen clicking. With new Samsung refrigerators with extra large capacities, or dishwashers with space-saving solutions that can fit so much, you won't need the kitchen sink. Plus, with convenient shopping in-store and online, your savings are just a click away. Get up to $2,000 off select kitchen bundles. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Pricing valid September 28th through October 18th. Gas range extra, U.S. only, see store online for details.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. But did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 38. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 53. Lows dip down to about 32. Tomorrow night, mainly clear. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52. Cross that line, messing with the men that are not. I know you think you won this time. Don't worry, girl, whole town knows why I went crazy. I went crazy. You probably thought I'd never find you out. The lies you told came crashing.
Lord knows I tried to give up all these demons inside. Backseat Gun Civic Media, kicking off the show with a double dip of Jenna Jane, her brand new stuff there. That's the title track called Nine Lives. Crazy before that. Oh my goodness, it's brand new Jenna Jane.
Woo!
Sounds really good. She doesn't have really,
so good.
She doesn't have any shows really on the books right now, but she always has exciting stuff going on. Next show is in December. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker and Terry Barr.
Hello, hello.
How y'all doing tonight?
Great. How about you?
Well, you know, it's a fun story.
Okay.
When I was, first of all, I'm
I love stories.
Especially fun ones.
I'm late to the game of getting Jenna Jane's new album or new EP. I've been meaning to get last couple of weeks. I just haven't, but this was the week for it. So I went to Amazon Music, grabbed it, and I listened to it. And the first track is an intro track, right?
Okay.
Kind of sets up the whole CD of Nine Lives. And I listened to it and I was blown away. Check it out. I'll play it for you right now.
Okay.
This is the intro. This is the first track.
Here we go.
This is the first track you hear on the new Jenna Jane EP.
Play it.
Who is Jenna Jane?
That's Jenna Jane.
Jenna Jane's on the phone with us right now.
Jenna Jane here.
Jenna Jane. Jenna Jane.
Come on, put your hands together. Jenna Jane.
Wait, who are you talking about?
We got about halfway through that, and I'm like, that's my voice.
That is your voice.
Wow, Jimmy.
Wow, totally, you're famous.
Totally blown away.
Oh, I love that.
Wow. Jenna, I don't know what inspired you to do that.
I want, now I'm going to have to get this EP too, because
goodness.
I love that as an intro track
that
to
is
make
awesome.
You just kind of go, whoa, now I got to listen to her. That's great.
Who is Jenna Jane?
Who is Jenna Jane?
On the phone with us right now.
Jenna Jane here.
It's just
Jimmy
Kay mind blowing.
Who Jenna Jane is?
Wow.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
creative too. That's a really great use.
It is
of that of that media.
I in, love in a, it.
The know, new EP recording. Is great. It's streaming all over the place.
Did this blow your mind when you heard it?
It did.
Oh, it had to.
I had to go take a timeout afterwards.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, to be honored
congratulations,
to be included into someone's art. I mean, how cool is that?
It is very cool.
I take it as a great honor and
immortal.
Very much appreciated. Hey, you know what else I appreciate?
What?
Great radio shows like Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling we're going to knock it out of the park tonight,
you know
Rocker.
It. You know it.
Jimmy, tonight, Martin Popoff. He's an author. He's a rock journalist. He's written an amazing amount of books, and he has a new Kiss book and a new AC/DC book that's out. So we're going to hear about his new books. Women of Lockerbie. It's a new play. It's at Madison College. It's coming up. We have Karen and Dharma, and they're going to be here telling us about this brand new play that's going to be opening up October 13th. And we're going to have live in the lair.
Oh, I know. They're already here.
Ryan McGrath Band. We had Ryan and Tall Paul in the studio back in 2020. And so now we're in the new studio with Ryan McGrath Band. And then, of course, Jimmy, Maxine, Kevy, and some Essential Last Crack, I imagine.
That's all coming up tonight, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you want to hear something, give me a call. Call or text within the Civic Media app. Let's do the brand new Amelia Ford now. This song is called Hate Her. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
You
to you.
You're not afraid to make you your victim.
Broth, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I woke up to find myself left outside here in the open. No words were spoken. Just hours before I was dancing with some señorita, dying to meet her on the floor. The music and motion could bring out some new vibe devotion, unwanted commotion. Wallflowers and screamers, the new deprived. Taking the pain on the walk and the hope to forget her. When I had met her in Durango town, the music and motion could bring out some new bond devotion. She's got reputation. Oh, it's not the occasion. Race or time. No, 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 no. Yeah.
a song called Durango Town from their new CD, I think. I think this is brand new. I found it in the email box. And Rocker, you have all the information about it.
Well, not all the information, Jimmy, but that band features Jason Klagstad from Milwaukee on guitar. And he was the guitarist in Semi Twang, kind of a famous band, and also Arroyo, old legendary Milwaukee band. And Jason is also the president of Whammy. In Milwaukee. So we're trying to set him up and get him here in the lair.
That's cool.
Which would be really cool. So Elephonic from Milwaukee.
Ryan McGrath Band is in the lair tonight. Rocker, we're going to try something brand new tonight here, okay? You may have noticed that Terry Barr is missing from the studio right now.
I was wondering what. I turned around and she was gone.
So Terry Barr is actually downstairs.
What?
In front of the Overture Center right now. Hi, Terry. Can you hear us?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, awesome. So
hi, guys.
There's a busker playing a trumpet on the street. And so the new segment here is we have Terry Barr out, and we're going to do an instant interview with the busker with the with the trumpet.
I can see her out the window right
Are
now.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do this.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Oh, he just stopped because he was talking to people.
Oh.
But now he's playing. Can you hear it?
Yeah, we can. Can we rudely interrupt him?
I don't know. But doesn't he sound fabulous? Hi there.
Hello.
We're on the radio on the air right now.
Oh.
Yeah. What's your name?
Alex.
You sound terrific.
Thank you.
What brings you out to do this out here tonight?
I do this. This is my thing. I play out here. I usually rotate between trumpet, percussion, and saxophone.
Wow.
So I'm doing this now for the show, the Overture show, and then going to go home and eat dinner and come back out probably with my saxophone a little later.
Sweet. We will watch for you later. You guys, it's Alex. He's on his trumpet now. And as you heard, he does this. So he could be a regular feature with us.
It could be. Or anybody that plays in front of the Overture Center.
The symphony show is tonight.
Oh, wow.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Terry. Thank you, Alex.
It's so good, you guys. This is fun. We're going to do this again for sure.
Awesome. Busking on State Street.
Thanks, Alex.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. Let's do some simple company now. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
You look so good. Stop being my tracks. I know that there's a turning back. I bet you match my zodiac. Come on, let's see. I'd even give a dollar to the mother of the flowers just to let me spend my hours in the air you breathe. I can't remember seeing you before you were the thing I used to justify the way I move. I can't sit still. For burning every bit of me, there's something about your energy. I like the way and me for you and you for me. Would you like? That really love, that truly care, that this world needs, you know. People just look beautiful without really being a whole, but you've got both the soul and that physique. Yeah, I can see when you smile inside those eyes you've got, girl. I wanted to, so I'll help you to change the whole world.
Badger Sports Network from Learfield, celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
All the moments.
Earl wants to shoot, works around a man, shoot! Oh! My God! Badgers upset top right North Dakota 4-3.
All the victories.
Engel holds his own, here's a shot, they score! Get ready, Milwaukee! The Badgers are on their way to the Frozen Four!
All the game winners.
Barnes back in, picked up, Badgers score! Wisconsin wins the inaugural Big Ten championship.
All the legends.
Sleep deep, breakaway, Caulfield in for the win. He shoots it, scores. Give him the homie now.
This is Badger hockey.
The Badgers empty their bench and celebrate.
It's everything.
Keep it going.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Badger Hockey is on the air.
Good evening, hockey fans, from Bob Johnson Rink inside the Kohl Center in Madison. It's game one of the 75th season of Wisconsin Badger hockey and game one in the existence of Augustana University. The Badgers and the Vikings open up a two-game weekend series. Along with our producer, Jason Jennings, at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri, former Badgers defenseman and assistant coach Ian Perrin. Happy to have him back. I'm Brian Posick. Well, the Badgers are celebrating their 75th 35th season with a new head coach, Mike Hastings, a three-time National Coach of the Year at Minnesota State. In 11 seasons, he led the Mavericks to 13 regular season or conference tournament titles, 8 NCAA tournament appearances, 2 Frozen Fours, and 1 national title game. Hastings' 719 career winning percentage is third best in NCAA history and number one among active coaches. And Ian, Mike is known as a demanding coach, a defensive-oriented coach, and a winner. 25 years as a head coach, whether at Mankato or Omaha, the UCHL or USHL, Mike Hastings has never had a losing season. Question is, can he win right away here at Wisconsin? Badgers went 13-23 last year, finished last in the Big Ten for the second straight season.
Well, the interesting part for me, and I always look at it this way, is that there are, what, four defectors from that entered the transfer portal from the Badgers from last year.
Yep.
But it didn't take long for four to transfer in to follow him here. Three of those four followed him here. That in and of itself speaks volumes to me because of the fact that they're leaving a winning program to come to a program which they don't know what's going to happen, but they're so much disciples of their coaching, the coaching staff there, that they follow Mike there. That's a big statement in my book, a huge statement in my book. And the other part about it is that, and you mentioned it, he wins at every level. So if you look at the other people who were on the list as possible candidates, I think he was head and shoulders above everybody else. And the question that remains to be seen is, now you're at Wisconsin, you know, there always used to be excuses, oh, I'm at a little school, I don't know much about, don't see a lot of this kind of stuff. But he has every resource at his availability, and it'll, if he sinks or swims, it won't be because of the fact that people didn't back him.
Well, when Mike Hastings took over at Minnesota State in 2012, he inherited a team that won only 12 games the year before. The Mavericks went 24-13-3 in his first season, and that included two wins against the Badgers here at the Kohl Center. We'll hear from new coach Mike Hastings when we come back. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, well, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day, or still
going to
give it all I can, or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. You did so good. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. And love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
We're at the Kohl Center in Madison, where the Wisconsin Badgers open a new season tonight against a new college hockey program. Augustana University out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, makes its first appearance here in Madison under head coach Garrett Reboyne, young man who was hired a couple of years ago, year and a half ago or so. The Badgers have a new head coach, too, in Mike Hastings, who came over from Minnesota State. And Mike joins us now on the pregame show. I was talking to Garrett earlier this week, and he said, I don't know what to expect. And he said, I'm wondering if Mike knows what to expect. So you've been with the club since September 6th. You had 4 hours of practice with him for about 4 weeks, more regular type of a practice routine here this past week. What have you seen from the squad you have?
Well, you know what? I'll echo a little bit on what Garrett's talking about. Until the real bullets start flying and you get into that battle, I've seen some guys that Monday through Thursday, they look like world beaters. And when the lights come on Friday and Saturday, they're not quite to that level. And then I've seen some other guys that Monday through Thursday might not show as well as they do when the bright lights come on. And it's for keeps. So we'll find out a little bit about that tonight. But I've liked our group. I think Mike Berlicki, Matty D. St. Fowl, David Sillier have done their job at trying to mentor the young guys that we have with 12 newbies, including 8 freshmen and 4 transfers, at providing some examples. But you don't learn until you start playing games. And so we're going to learn about our club tonight.
Yeah. Throughout this month leading up to this season opener, you've used a lot of words: habits, dailies, pace, selflessness, support, all part of the DNA of you as a head coach and what you want this program to be, right?
Well, hopefully, and they're going to be, they're bricks to our foundation of what we want to do long term. And we'll find that out tonight. There's going to be adversity. And, what do you do when adversity hits? Can you stick together and stay on the same page? Or do you get off on an island and start doing what you feel might be best for you, as opposed to what might be greater for the group? And we'll find that out. And so, I've liked how the guys have managed some of those stressful moments when we've had in practice. But like I said, you'll find that out once we start going tonight and we face some of that adversity and see how we're going to react to it.
The Badgers and Augustana open the college hockey season tonight. More with Mike Hastings in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A Midea ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, Midea can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MideaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Shop the bin!
Calling all
all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win four tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Wrigley, Wrigley, Shop the Pig!
Wisconsin opens its 75th season of varsity hockey tonight here at the Kohl Center against Augustana. Head coach Mike Hastings is with us. And Mike, over the last month, as you've learned more about your club, you and I have spoken quite a bit. And I guess one of the strengths, you believe, is right down the middle of the ice. And that's a pretty good place to start.
We hope it's going to be a strength for us with, you know, the guys that are going down the middle tonight have all played significant amount of times in college hockey, and I think are four pretty versatile players. When you look at, you know, Cillier and Fitzgerald, we know what they've done while they were at MSU, and, you know, Strammel, I'm hoping that he can get off to a good start. He's really, I think, progressed over our last little probably 10 days. Mm-hmm. I've really liked his progress. And so we're hoping we're going to be able to lean on those guys a little bit. Now, we're going to have some stout goaltending, as in any game, you know, that's really important. But those guys down the middle are a group that we're going to rely upon early.
Yeah. Owen Lindmark is back, too. You're familiar with David Cilia and Christian Fitzgerald. Badger fans really are not. Christian wears number 13, a left-handed centerman. Cilia wears number 15, a right-handed centerman. Plays on the power play, on the penalty kill. He can put the puck away. In fact, both did a great job of that for you last year. 23 goals for David and 13 for Christian. These are two high-end players, aren't they?
I think so. They're guys that do their dailies to a point of trying to squeeze as much positive out of that as they can and do a good job of controlling what they get to control. And, you know, so they'll have opportunities tonight, but the two that you met with, Owen and Strammel, are going to get those opportunities. And then it's, what do they do with it? You know, and they can't do it alone. Us playing in groups of five from our end through the neutral zone into the offensive zone is going to be really important. And then the other piece of just trying to make sure we stay within structure and be disciplined and not make the game harder on ourselves than we need to, or puck management. And, you know, try and take advantage of any opportunity we have in the power play and make sure it's short-lived and it doesn't happen very often that we're killing penalties.
Mike, what do you think of your back end?
You know what? I think it's one that's starting to mature as a group. We're going to need them to get us out of our end to be able to defend so it's not second and thirds against our goaltenders. And then also be in a position where they can get us out of our end and survive when we do have extended shifts. I'd like to see that group be up in the play a little bit more this year than what I'd seen a year before, because I think there's some ability there to do that. I also think it's hard to defend. So we're going to ask those guys to push it with some responsibilities, but really push it from our end all the way down to their goal line on being hard to play against, and that's with it and without it. So hopefully those guys can take that challenge and take a step in the right direction tonight.
As far as your goaltenders, William Gramma is a freshman, played in the North American League last year. He's a big kid from Sweden. He competes. He's fun to watch. He's athletic. But Kyle McClellan, a returning player who was at Mercyhurst 2 years ago, didn't see a lot of time with the Badgers last year. You're going to give him the first shot here tonight, aren't you?
Yep, Kyle's going to get that opportunity. As I've mentioned multiple times throughout the last few weeks, he's a guy that's been there, done that before a little bit here at Wisconsin. There wasn't anything that really separated somebody else above him, so he's earned the opportunity to go between the posts tonight. And I do think Graham has, we've got guys pushing each other there, and so I think it was very close in making that decision, but I think Kyle's earned it, and hopefully he'll take the ball and run with it tonight.
And I know this isn't your first rodeo, and it won't be your last, but how are you feeling? I mean, this is your first game on the bench as head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers in a building that can be very difficult to play in.
What I've always said about those opportunities for the players, it's no different for the coaches. Well, those guys are going to go out and learn a little bit about themselves. They're going to learn a little bit about each other, and it's going to be no different from my seat. We're going to learn about this hockey team, and whether it goes nothing but roses or it's nothing but put in the ditch, we're going to learn a little bit about each other. And so we've got to make sure that whether that's a real positive or something less than that, that we stay it together and understand that this is the first step in our journey together of putting our book of business of what we'll be judged on at the end of the year. So from our players to our staff to our fans, hopefully everybody's excited about our first step, and we look forward to the opportunity.
Yeah. Well, I wish you the best of luck, good health too, all season long.
Thank you very much.
Sure. That's Mike Hastings, head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. We'll tell you more about the August stand-up Vikings and look around the Big Ten when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the philosopher you thought you
was. When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Dad. How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows around 38. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 53. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 32. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 50.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Council.
It's Wisconsin's 75th season on the ice. Its opponent to start this season, Augustana University, in its first season, the 64th Division I program. In the NCAA, a university founded in Sioux Falls, South Dakota in 1860, enrollment of 2,100. Their athletic director is Josh Morton, the son of former Wisconsin football coach Don Morton. Who had a grand vision of elevating the Division II programs to Division I by 2030, and the first program to do that, the hockey program, and announced varsity hockey on September 5th of 2021. Mitco Arena received funding, $40 million. That building is scheduled to open on January 26th. Garrett Raboin was hired as head coach on April 18th of 2022. He had spent time at Minnesota, played at St. Cloud State, where he was an assistant coach to Bob Motzko. This is a brand new deal for Augustana, and I know the young lads dressed in navy and gold tonight are fired up for it.
Well, either that or their knees are shaking and knocking together every time that they get it. But again, you know, I was did a lot of thinking about this after I read their Augustana stuff, and you brought in 15 transfers right off the bat. And I can remember, and for whatever reason, yes, I'm old, But when Guy Gadowski took over and had to start the program from scratch,
Penn State,
I had done an interview with him earlier beyond. I can't remember. It was one of those times where he didn't want to do the interview at the right time or whatever. Anyway, and he just said, Ian, they talked to me about bringing in 21 freshmen. And I told them they were nuts.
You can't tier your recruiting that
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
Right? And that's what Reboyne is doing with the 15 transfers. They've got 10 freshmen on the roster, too.
Yes, but you also get into a situation where, yeah, I mean, some of those kids are going to transfer in, and if they don't like it or they don't perform, you can get rid of them, you know? And that was the rule that I've remembered from when I was an assistant here. St. Louis University dropped their program. We picked up three hockey players. Penn State's adding their program, no transfer penalty to go to Penn State. So in those days, if you transferred, you sat a year, but not anymore.
Right. By the way, among the 26 players or 27 players on the Augustana roster, a young man you may be familiar with, Shay Donovan, who's a graduate student, played here for 4 years at the University of Wisconsin. Back in a moment at the Kohl Center in Madison, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
Mike Hastings' first win as Badgers head coach will be the 300th of his collegiate career. 299 wins, 109 losses, 25 ties as he begins his 12th season. His assistant coaches coming over from Minnesota State, Todd Kanat. From St. Cloud State, coached at Fargo of the USHL last year, Nick Oliver. And from UAA a year ago, goaltenders coach Kevin Murdoch. The UW Health Injury Reports brought to you by UW Health. Nothing to worry about so far for the young man in Cardinal and White. We'll have the quick trip lineups and the opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey! Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Men's Hockey on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth. More Reba.
Winona.
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn.
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn.
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth. More Reba.
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wis Country.
Winona.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it. And like, yeah, we are, but what are you going to do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No.
You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.